Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. You caught me at a bad time. I'm eating dinner. I'll put it down. Brush myself off and say welcome to the North American Wrestling Connection, the show that where we have a gigantic pair of Atlas spears. Joining me tonight is someone who will be at Hard Justice tonight, Sunday night, and seems to have a really good seat. Please welcome VRM.
If in the first six rows you see a sign that says Kamari does not approve, that's me.
Nice. And finally, the only person in this room who knows who Tamari is, Nikki Heyman.
I might know the man. Have we met in person? Do I have a picture with him?
We're taking two different people right now.
Yeah.
I'm thinking the anime character. You're thinking of... You're trying to make a joke off. I feel like it's too late.
Too late, you explained it. Now it's no longer funny. Boo that man.
No.
I deserve it. I
feel boo him.
All right, since you say you deserve it.
Yep. Yep, that was...
And we have another caller. Caller, hello.
Hello, Mr. Seidelman. This is the Stat Boy, Josh Henninger. From Capture Suplex Radio, which is awesome.
We have a celebrity. I better get a clean hat on.
Yes. As everybody who listens to the show or my other show, Red Square Musical Showcase, Stat Boy Josh Henninger, part of Capture Suplex Radio.
Yep.
You can catch him at WXUT.com.
Yeah, except for this Saturday, we're kind of off because of lack of people. Only two people out of the five would be able to show up, so we're canceling for this week. We'll be back next week.
You should have warned me. I don't know. What time do you air again? I'm sorry.
Air from 2 to 4 p.m., but... excuse me. 4 p.m. Eastern Standard or Eastern Daylight Time tomorrow.
Well, drat. No, I'm already booked in Monroe. I apologize.
It's all right. It's all right.
And we have another caller.
Whoa.
Caller, hello.
Hello. This is Tuesday Night Typho's own Typho.
Hello, Typho.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You guys ready to get started with this?
Bring it.
All right. And we get started with the guy who owns this theme. Yes.
Yay.
Mike Adamley, Raw GM. Judging from his first night, I have to say he didn't do too bad.
I give him pretty good marks. I did like what he was doing. I liked some of his ideas. I don't know if Adam Lee Original is going to stick, but I think we've got something. But I said, you know, it's going to take time, just like Vicky Guerrero.
Caller, hello.
Hello, Sports.
And you were worried that nobody was going to show up, Mr. Seidelman.
No, I wasn't worried. I knew you and VRM would show up.
Yeah, but look at the door fell open and everybody's coming in.
Yes,
no complaints, guys.
Stat Boy, we got Typho, we got Fourth. I mean, you can't have a show without Fourth.
No, you can't.
I was able to do it on Wednesday. Somehow.
Yeah. But anyways, let's start off with the rundown of Raw. where I normally get my rundowns are off from Online World of Wrestling.com.
Which I'm going to need permission to get a whole bunch of stuff off of them for a project. While you're looking that up, Mr. Seidelman, I just want to let everybody know that I have succeeded in passing 200 wrestling-related events since 1999. And eventually I'm going to have to compile these. I don't know if it's going to be one blog, 10 blogs, or 200 blogs. But I'd like to get that out there for everybody to take a look at my MySpace, myspace.com/LCNH.
Cool.
Yes, I'm a shill.
Mm-hmm. And here we go on Monday Night Raw. Mike Adamly, actually, some dark matches for you. Crime Time defeated a couple of nobodies, and D'Lo Brown defeated a couple of nobodies.
A couple? He's overcoming the odds already.
You're looking at the real deal now.
Woo! Take your ass off the street! You're on the streets.
Pack your bags, your ass is dead meat.
Alright. The show started with some announcements from new general manager Mike Adamly. Adamly compared himself to Ronald Reagan.
That was bad. Horrible move there.
Hey, Reagan, I'll call the
go ahead.
Yeah, a really big stretch, if you ask me. A B-rated actor who became one of the greatest presidents of the USA. Yes, this is the man who became, who's going to claim to be one of the greatest GMs around from doing this show.
Which I was busy watching during the first hour. It was a two-hour special.
Adamly says that there was a petition on WWE.com asking for his resignation.
No, it was asking that he be fired. And that's on WWE space. I mean, Fan Nation.
I don't see why he should be fired.
No, just for future endeavors.
No, he should be back on ECW. At least anybody's better than Grish.
We'll get back to that.
I kind of beg to differ.
We'll talk about ECW later. So he goes on this spiel, announcing a couple of title matches for Raw, three of them, including Rhodes and DiBiase versus Cena and Bats for the world title, world tag team titles. And then, as we say, JBL, John Bradshaw, Layfield, Jimmel. And that's what you call JBL on Capture Suplex Radio, right, Snap Boy?
What, Gerbil?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
You gotta get DJ Peapod on this show.
He may or may not be working right now. I don't know. His job's hell.
I understand, but that would be a great cross-promotion show. Capture Suplex Radio versus the North American Wrestling Connection.
We should at least get one of you over here in Toledo pretty quickly.
That'd be Nikki.
Two hours.
That'd be her. Nikki, all right.
2 hours, no problem.
Yeah, Capture Suplex Radio versus North American Wrestling Connection. Peapod and Snapboy versus Nikki and Jason Block.
We
win. JBL interrupted and sympathized with Adamly, basically kissing his ass. Then Jericho came out, started kissing Adamly's ass, then putting each other over, and then Adamly booked CM Punk versus Gerbil and Y2J in a handicap match where if either man pins Punk, they get the shot. Now, here's what I love about Online World Wrestling. Listen to this. But if John Cena wins, then neither of them get a title shot.
So if he ran down to the ring, I wish somebody had told Cena that.
He was booking Raw now.
No, Adam Lee said Punk, but Online World of Wrestling put in John Cena. That seems to be the default answer for a Raw World Champion. I mean, if they put in just Raw default, John Cena.
Spoiler, Cena wins.
He overcomes the odds.
In a match he's not even in.
Online World of Wrestling, you have failed.
I was figuring Russo's booking again.
Don't say out loud.
They'll give him ideas.
I think some of his ideas came to light after the two title matches afterwards. Kofi beats Paul Burchill to retain the title. Mickey James beats Katie Lee Burchill to retain the women's title. Because I just drooled on myself.
Ew.
Well, you've been made crazy. That's what happens.
Thank God Mike Adam Lee was nowhere near a microphone while Kofi was out there.
Do I still have my laugh track?
I don't know. There it is.
Then Mike Adam Lee, we're in his office, Santino Marella. Mike Adam was on the phone thanking Stephanie McMahon for thinking outside the box and congratulated her on her new baby, which in 5 years will become an Intercontinental Champion.
Don't abuse that button.
I will be on the 29th.
When does Aurora get the title?
Next year.
What?
I thought you'd just start with the butterfly belt.
That's probably who they made it for.
Yeah.
Oh.
Brad. Santino Marella and Beth Phoenix came in and congratulated Mike Adam on becoming GM of Raw. And then Mike Adam came up with a brilliant idea. Adam Lee says there is only room for one more match on SummerSlam, so he lets Santino and Beth decide. Since they couldn't decide, Emily books Santino and Beth versus Kofi and Mickey for both titles on the line.
What?
I kind of fear that this is going to go horribly wrong. Santino wins the women's title, and Beth wins the Intercontinental.
I'm all for it.
Adam Lee is the kayfabe Russo.
No, but think about it this way. If the team wins both titles, it'll just be Santino accidentally wearing the women's title. And Beth Phoenix accidentally winning the Intercontinental title. And when Santino tries to fix it, Beth Phoenix kicks his ass. It's good TV! I'm going to get booed here in a second, aren't I?
That's funny.
That would be kind of cool to see, though.
Mm-hmm. Gresham interviews Batista. Nothing much there.
Dave,
those are my world tag titles. And come later tonight, I'm going to be needing them back.
Then we get to some King William Regal stuff with Layla and Jamie Noble. Yada, yada, yada. Handicap match, Jibble and Jericho versus Punk. Oh! Adam Lee pops up and clearly says that this match was a 10-minute time limit. The match ends in a draw. Then there will be a triple threat match at SummerSlam.
Oh, okay.
That provided a pretty good match.
It was.
I miss when matches had a time limit.
I've only seen one or two other matches outside of indies that played to the time limit.
TNA.
They wouldn't know a time limit if they put a clock in with the hardcore implement.
They did. 2004.
Fox Sports Net days.
On Impact.
Okay.
Fox Sports. Moving on. Jericho inadvertently flung JBL on top of Punk with 4 seconds left on the clock. just enough time to score the 1-2-3, and he gets the shot against Punk.
Boo.
Well, at least this means a better chance for Punk actually retaining through SummerSlam.
True, yeah. And they can save Punk Jericho for Unforgiven.
True.
Or No Mercy.
No, Unforgiven. I'm not going to No Mercy. Oh.
Now we know why.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Michael Cole and Jerry Lawler interview Shawn Michaels via satellite. The interview sounds very close about him losing his smile. Now up on RussellCrab.com is the new induction.
Actually, that's not what I thought of. I thought of his wheelchair promo from WWF The World back in 2002 leading up to the SummerSlam match against Triple H. Mm.
Yeah, but how much do you want to bet he's going to retire after SummerSlam again?
I don't know. We'll see.
Tell me a lot.
Yeah, I doubt it because I think I've already popped this spoiler, but they're promoting that MSG show, the MSG house show, Y2J versus Michaels.
Hmm. We had a squash match. Kane defeated Matt Stryker, who looks like he was wearing man panties.
He probably was, again.
At least they weren't paisley like the ones he was wearing at the house shows the other week.
Burn.
Kane grabbed the microphone and rolled back in the ring. Kane says he's been in a real bad place lately, but he's better now. Kane held up the burlap sap and proclaimed, "He's not alive. He's dead."
And the mustard was dripping.
Proving that it might just be a ham sandwich.
Well, said they were in a better place, so Benoit's out.
Oh, my.
Oh, wow. I'm
not even going to say too soon. Let's just keep going.
No, it's been a year and a month or so. I think the statute of limitations have run out.
Okay. What next?
Gresham interviews Cena. So, not much there. Mike Adamly.
Go on.
Wow. Mike Adamly and Kelly Kelly in his office. Kelly Kelly came to congratulate Mike Adamly on a great first night as GM. Kelly mentioned Kane and said that he was really scary. Adamly said he was going to find out what was in the burlap sack and just go up to him and take it next week.
Mike Adamly's going to die.
Mike Adamly in the shortest GM in GM position ever.
And I think Kurt Angle has something to say about Kelly Kelly.
Screw your boots!
What is going on?
When?
That's just wrong.
Thank you, Jerry. Thank you, Jerry DePew, who gave me that sound. Main event. Team Game Genie versus Team Priceless. They use Team Game Genie uses the Infinite Lives code to win the belts.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to. In that case, they didn't need the Game Genie. They just used Konami.
No, that's 30 lives. And I counted 33 times they fell on the ground.
All right.
Didn't we already do the enemies as partners route last year twice?
Yes. Shawn Michaels, John Cena, anybody from the Raw right after WrestleMania?
Yep.
Matt Hardy, MVP. Gone from,
yeah.
And we got another caller.
Good evening, everybody.
Hello, who's this?
Yeah, Sean Matthews calling, and how's everybody doing tonight?
Whoa! Hey!
Oh!
What was nice. He's an impartial referee.
Wow.
How you doing, Shane? Sean?
Not bad. Oh, God. How's everybody doing tonight? Not bad. Thanks for asking.
All right, let's move along. So that was Raw in a nutshell. Let's talk some ECW, shall we?
What?
Let's talk Stryker on awesome commentary.
Yes.
Win.
Like
huge
that.
Win.
Yeah. Big time. I don't know how good he'd do his play-by-play, but it should have been him and Taz instead of Grisham and Taz.
Well, it's not going to be Grisham
and
Stryker.
And I think Stryker will bring Grisham, will help Grisham improve his game a bit. Jim Ross said in his blog that he sat down with these boys for a couple hours and just gave him a few tips. Which is probably told Stryker, stay, just stick around and be a nerd.
Mm-hmm. Oh, by the way, we're going to play the highlight of last week's Raw, last week's the ECW.
In a world full of winners and losers, two men have risen above to bring you the Dirt Sheet.
Hooray, Morrison's out.
John Morrison, and People Magazine offered me $15 million for pictures of myself as a baby.
You turned them down?
John Morrison is not for sale. And I'm your chick magnet, Bummy.
We got the first live Dirt Sheet.
Yay!
Well, to me, the greatest highlight came when Henry came down to the ring, but I'll let you guys talk about it.
Yeah, but first we're going to play Tony Atlas's part.
A hip, a hop, a hippie to the hippie, the hip, hip, hop, I ain't going to stop because this ain't funny, but what I need now is a little bit of money.
Money?
I didn't get any of that.
I don't think anyone understands what he says.
Now, we all know Mark Henry.
No, eating makes you fat.
Absolutely.
You see, Mark, well, I think you might have a gland problem, because I noticed you're always sweating profusely, and, well, you don't really move around that much, right? I mean, I can't imagine that any of the divas would find you very attractive. But just to be sure, we're going to ask Weeniata.
It said biggest pop of the night was for John Morrison's abs.
You make that sound like you're surprised.
No, I'm not surprised because, let's face it, who wouldn't want to curl up with those sweet, luscious... Moving on! Quick recap, Bam Neely and Trevor Guerrero job to Ricky Ortiz and Evan Bourne.
That's Side Alley.
And to the OO, stop calling him frickin' backslide. Anyway.
Tommy Dreamer lost to Armando Estrada, so Armando got his contract, setting up what's going to be a very vicious, what do you call it? Oh, yeah. Extreme Rules match next week. Hi, Colin.
Extreme Rules should not be used for that ECW. Just call it a street fight. Just call it a street fight. Let's call it what it is. It's not Extreme Rules.
Well, it's called a WWF hardcore match where they're just going to pull crap from under the ring and hit each other alongside the head with it.
Exactly. It's not Extreme Rules. They're abusing
the term. Con Delaney needs to be taken to Dream Street.
And I don't want him to come back.
Hardcore would be taking Kyle Blaine to a cage and essentially Tommy doing to Delaney what he did to Raven circa like 95. Just
yes.
Against the chair, like letting the chair just slide over his head.
Oh, and Brandon Walker beat James Curtis.
We're both promptly shown the door. Oh,
and
I'm
now
sorry,
we get to our favorite part of the show. Brandon Walker, a.k.a. Chris Harris, was released one day after ECW.
Mm-hmm. Well, I heard things were bad. After he got released, he was found at IHOP in a near fatal overdose of maple syrup.
No, let's be honest. He was not found at IHOP. He was found at a local bar here in Cincinnati, drinking his woes away, which apparently is what he most likely did in Florida because he couldn't get rid of that fabulous gut he had going.
And the first text message, you got a text message while he was sitting at the bar. Sorry about your damn luck.
Exactly.
He's awesome right there.
Okay, now we have some even sadder news. It's spring, summer cleaning.
Uh-oh.
Knock, housekeeping.
Yep.
Endeavor Fest 2008.
Can't get any worse than Black Thursday, let's be honest.
All right. First on the chopping block, Shannon Moore.
Could have done so much with him.
Yeah.
Not really.
Sadly, he won't be missed. As the shyest guy on the roster, he probably couldn't even, he wasn't even working himself in the back to get people to get him on TV.
It's probably true.
Yeah. Now, this one hurts me. Referee Nick Patrick.
No, it does not hurt me. That's my job that just got opened up.
Ray Ramsey, Goose Mahoney, and Kevin Keenan might have a word with you about that.
They can have all the words they want to about it because Ray Ramsey will never leave Ohio Valley. He's been there for so many years, and Keenan and them are going to do a lot of politicking.
Like I said, you're probably going to have to arm wrestle Keenan for it at least.
I'll take Keenan.
And Keenan will probably win.
Ooh.
Man, Gabe Sapolsky had something to say about that.
Onward. Who else got shown the door today?
Nunzio.
Ooh. Oh, wait.
Two-time ECW champion.
One of the best Tyzons on the roster.
Champion.
Domino.
Your favorite
song was coming. Top of my lawn. But this was one a lot of people said was coming.
Yeah.
Any chance of him working at Domino's?
It
looks like you would rather work at Domino's.
Yep. Domino working at Domino's.
Who that man?
Fine.
Boy.
James Curtis, who you guys might remember as
Casey James from the Teacher's Pets with Aaron D. Idol Stevens and Michelle McCaw as their valet.
Remind me to introduce that pile of crap tag team.
Okay.
Yeah,
so
please do. I love Idol Stevens, but that was a travesty.
And let's be honest, Casey James was the travesty, not Idol Stevens.
Yeah.
Okay, so
but Idol should have kept his gimmick.
And then finally, this sound effect really makes sense when, hey, Big Daddy V.
Screw your boots.
Yeah!
Oh my! That's even better the second time.
So wrong.
Apparently somebody hates Big Daddy V. I'm just throwing it out there. I don't know how I'd get that feeling, but there's some hate in the room towards Big Daddy V.
No,
just for him showing his man boobs on TV.
Oh.
He should have been fired outright for that. There's laws against stuff like that. At least there should be.
It's called pedophilia.
No. That's indecent exposure.
Mm-hmm.
Extreme indecent exposure, but...
Okay, there's some some announcer shakeups.
Yeah.
We talked about Grisham already. He's joined by Matt Stryker now. And the team that we actually wanted, Jim Ross and Taz.
Because Foley's out the door.
Yeah.
Is that finalized, official?
Pretty much the biggest sticking point was that he didn't like Vince yelling in his ear on the headset. He's like, I don't need this.
I don't blame him.
I don't blame him either.
The Taz returns home to SmackDown.
And, ECW is now just there.
Now it's just Extreme Velocity or Televised Developmental.
No, it's not Televised Developmental. Once you get Cabana... And a bunch of give me four or five more SCW guys up there, and then you guys can call it Televised Developmental. It's not there yet.
They were pretty darn close with the opener this past Tuesday with Bam, with Ox LaRouche alias Bam Neely, Matt Sydal now known as Evan Bourne, and Ricky Ortiz alias Atlas the Bone, with Chavo standing there going, "Who the hell are these guys?"
Yeah, but you gotta have Colt Boom Boom Cabana Rama on there for it to be completed. Let's be honest.
Go ahead.
I was just gonna say I love that this past Tuesday's main event was released, but you go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
If Trista was here, I'd start my Colt Cabana and a banana hammock jokes, but I'm not gonna do that to you guys.
I would like to think that James Curtis goes back to OVW.
Most likely, if he still lives in that general area, because that's what Dinsmore did. That's what Rob Conway did.
No.
Training. Well, they're just down there having fun now because they don't have to deal with, oh, it's got to be this way, or you'll never make it to TV, blah, blah, blah.
Dinsmore's taken over training. He's now the beginning trainer for the beginning class at Ohio Valley.
Good.
Okay.
Joey Matthews is there, too.
When he's not working at Ring of Honor.
Yeah. Let's see. What else? You guys want to talk about some Impact.
Okay.
And the reason that we're actually talking about Impact is I actually got a chance to watch it.
That makes one of us.
Yeah.
You love us.
We avoid it like the plague.
Oh, no, I don't avoid it. I just picked the wrong night to go over to my friend's house.
I had to watch it, being as I'm going to Hard Justice on Sunday, so.
We had to know whether or not to chant Fire Russo.
Hey,
yes.
I actually enjoyed TV on Thursday. I think it was actually halfway decent.
Yeah, it was a pretty decent Impact.
Yeah.
Yeah, the reason I'm cheering on Fire Russo is because of what I heard about this, what the one match is, the stupid black tie brawl and chain match.
Well, you figure they're going in that direction because, you know, that's pretty much, you know, you can end the feud in one match, or you find ways to stretch the feud out, and unfortunately, neither Jay nor Sanjay are giving you anything to really stretch the feud. It's rehashing the same arguments every week, So as a writer, what can you do? You've got to find something. Unfortunately, it's going to be that. And, you know, trust me, I mean, if I was writing, I wish I could find a better way to write something, too, you know? I mean, look, uh-huh. They're having used the Super Justice Brotherhood or the Prince Justice Brotherhood just to try to stretch the feud out.
Well, let's talk about that, shall we?
Shall we?
Bimbo Brawl to start off. Roxy Laveau defeated Jackie Moore. One thing I have to say about this week's Impact, the crowd.
When they showed
bad crowd.
The funniest part of the crowd was in the beginning they showed Borash. One of the guys behind him looked like a zombie. Whoa.
Tim Arson in the crowd, no doubt.
Apparently Borash elicits that reaction everywhere he goes.
No, he doesn't.
You don't
know. That's only when he's in the knockouts locker room before he gets bagged.
I can tell he's not in there. He's doing something else.
Rex Laveau defeated Jackie Moore. Tracy Brooks now has a position of power over the entire knockouts division. Kind of ironic that her theme song is a ripoff of Daddy's Little Cutie from ZZ Top.
Yes.
Well, at least she stopped wearing those tassels on her ass. That's just stupid.
That's lifting the tail right there.
Could have
gotten some black and white tassels.
Yeah. I'm not more interviews. Yeah. Well, don't worry, that conversation's over. Warren interviews Cage and Rhino, nothing exciting there. Borash interviews SoCal Val, and Super Eric comes in. I said Super Eric.
Yeah, but Gregory Helms needs to call and say, what's up with that? Anyway.
Super Eric said the case of the missing wedding ring has been solved. Eric told Red, a.k.a. SoCal Val, that the ring was with the one who abducted it. Eric says it was the man she calls Guru. He is the real villain here. So, oddly enough, the next match is Sanjay Dutt versus Curry Man.
Yay.
Convenient.
Yay.
Konnichiwa.
And Sanjay Dutt wins.
Bye, bro.
After the match, Sanjay Dutt low-blowed Curry Man. So Calval confronted Sanjay about the stolen ring, but he denied everything and backed out of the ring. Sanjay Butt showed up and tossed Sanjay back to the ring. Super Eric showed up and slammed Sanjay and found the wedding ring inside of Sanjay's tights.
That's scary.
I have flashbacks to Benoit and Angle fighting over the medal.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about, Sean. You know exactly the scene I'm talking about.
It's in a place where you can't really reach there on network television.
Get
your
medal, Al Bundy did it every week on Married with Children.
Yeah, well, it was Married with Children, though. We actually
furniture.
Nobody watched them. Everybody wanted to watch see Christina Applegate and what she was wearing that week.
Or lack thereof.
Exactly.
Sanjay said he was thrilled Val got a ring back. Val foolishly forgave Sanjay and gave him a hug.
Ooh.
Dum dum ta dum.
Yeah, fail.
Yeah, all right.
Woo!
He said.
Thank you.
Come on, lobby a softball. Lobby a softball. Let's get it out of the park.
Lauren and Team 3D interviews Team 3D and Beer Money. By the way, said having an old-fashioned wrestling match would be just like sleeping with Lauren. Boring!
Lauren.
I think that was a shoot comment because there were so many gimmick matches going on right now.
That's what I think about that line.
Well, God bless Bubba Dudley. I think it felt like a shoot comment to me.
Yeah.
It felt like a shoot comment to the AIM chat.
Knowing Bubba probably was.
Sheik Abdul-Bashir promo, Fenton Anti-America promo, all about the oil crisis and skyrocketing gas prices, said that they should change the slogan to One Nation Under the Dollar. Makes sense.
It's been like that. It doesn't have nothing to do with oil.
Now, the oil actually affects the dollar.
Yeah, but if there's dollars involved, we're there.
Apparently, he's being investigated by Homeland Services, according to TNAWrestling.com.
Black the Chismo, Jay Lethal, and Consequences Creed defeated the Guns. Consequences Creed scored the pinfall over Ali Shelley to continue his hunt for the X Division title. Everybody shook hands after the match except for Alex Shelley, who shoved Creed in the chest and stormed off. Heel turn.
Or future endeavored.
Yeah.
Nah. I wouldn't go that far.
He'll end up in WWE as Reginald Gordon.
No. If Alex Shelley gets released from TNA, he's got a home and Ring of Honor.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. Gabe, I don't even know if I can say what Gabe would do about that.
It's only internet radio, but you want a job.
No, I'm just saying.
Let's go to Karen Zangle. No.
Skip it.
Yeah. I'm trying to figure out which was my epic fail moment of the week. Was it Karen Zangle and Frank Trigg? Or the Olympic Diva match that was on SmackDown tonight.
The Olympic Diva match.
Diva.
Seen it.
Diva.
I've seen bits and pieces of it.
So we're all in agreement. Diva match on SmackDown. Epic fail moment of the week.
I was going to give it to Braden Walker's farewell match.
Yeah, he's going to leave the memories alone now.
Ooh.
Ow.
But yeah, we will play the sound. We'll play the dragon sound for SmackDown later on. Skipping Karen's angle, which a security guy tried to stop Karen, but Trigg punched him. This was a real punch.
Yeah. He's an MMA guy. That's not fake.
Yeah. It's real to me, damn it. Moving on.
Right, guy, basic economics.
Yeah, I know Kanye Dave posted the rest of crap for him, so boo-hoo. Got an annoying prick. Borash and Angle, Kurt said that he was a wrestler. Happened to be the best ever. Kurt said AJ Styles wanted to go in the last standing match, so he's not responsible for what's going to happen to AJ at Hard Justice.
Of course he is. He's the one who's going to be kicking AJ's ass or vice versa.
Backstage interview, Velvet Sky was wearing one of the best t-shirts that was on TNA in a long time, said, "Oh my God, what the fuck?" Which pretty much describes all of Impact. Angelina said that Austin Kong is an animal who loves to eat Chinese, Gail Kim, pure white bread, Taylor Waddle, and obnoxious dirty biatches, ODB. I know. Gail Kim isn't Chinese. She's Korean.
Right. Raised in Canada. Go figure.
8-man tag team no DQ match. Cage Rider on LAX defeats Team 3D in beer money. After the match, Brother Ray took out all four guys for Kendo. They say Kendro. It's Kendo stick.
Brought up by Johnny Devine again.
Don't want to forget him.
Yeah.
Who?
Exactly. Robert Roode, James Storm gave Christian Cage the DUI.
The DUI.
The suplex powerbomb combo.
I call it the FCW, personally.
Devon and Johnny Devine brought a glass table out and set it up in the middle of the ring. Team 3D wanted to put Rhino through it. Burn some are quicker, and they smashed Homicide through the table.
Homicide made it look like he just cracked his pants in the middle of the ring when they showed him.
And he opened his eyes.
Someone talk bad about the Yankees.
Yeah.
No. Do you wanna die?
Hold on, everyone. We only have about 15 minutes left, 14 minutes left to show. Man, it's gone by fast.
Midnight for archives. Go ahead and pick them.
Let me just finish this up quickly. We'll talk about SmackDown, the archives. Rough cuts, Tale of the Wild, footage from Square Circle Wrestling was used, as well as comments from Bill DeMott.
Humorous.
General Erection. Yeah. Awesome Kong defeats Salinas, who, in less than a minute, with an awesome bomb, who was wearing next to nothing and a sombrero.
It's not fair.
Somebody should have given the sombrero to Chris Masters.
So in the same episode of Impact, we saw the smallest nipples in wrestling in Chris Sabin and the largest nipples in wrestling.
In Austin Kong.
No, Salinas is bigger.
But Johnny V's not on TNA.
Kurt Angle!
You're going to have to send me that sound, Solomon.
You got it. Jeremy Borash interviews Booker T. Oh, wait, before I begin, Taylor Wilde hit the ring to make the save, but Kong just beat her up. Abyss came in the ring and confronted Awesome Kong. Kong left Saeed, then slapped Abyss, and then she bolted, who looked like a deer caught in the headlights.
And then random security guy came out and got Black Hole Slam.
Hooray! Then three interviews. Then we have the 8-man dual entrance weapons gauntlet over the top elimination
that Kevin Nash walked out on.
Yes. And who could blame him?
No, after I've heard the whole story, no. Who could blame him?
Samoa Joe wins. Here's the match Samoa Joe said when he was done with Booker T. Sting is next.
Uh-oh. Samoa Joe is Goldberg.
Joe's gonna kill you.
Joe's gonna eat you. Pick'em's time. We have to prematurely disqualify somebody. That would be referee Sean Matthews. Because if I remember correctly, being told by Nikki that you have some inside information on stuff.
I will not disclose anything here nor there. Let's just put it this way. I cannot participate in the Pick'em segment. Therefore, I will lead the Pick'em segment here tonight. So I cannot say anything here nor there about it. We'll just leave it at that. So.
Okay, so ladies and gentlemen, the man who is going to kill many a buzz, ladies and gentlemen, to host the Pick'em segment, ladies and gentlemen, referee Sean Matthews.
Thank you. Okay, Hard Justice, 2008, Sunday in Trenton. Let's start the card here. We don't have a whole lot of time left. X Division title matchup. Maple Leaf Muscle, Petey Williams against Conscientious Creed.
I'm going to go with Petey.
Creed's on an upswing. I think he's got a shot at it. I love Petey, but I'm going to go with Creed.
Ted?
Petey, got it.
Let's go in order, shall we?
Go ahead. Hold on, let me get a pen here so I can have the list. Simon, if you can just go up the list real quick, who all is here so I know what I'm doing.
Nikki first, VRM, Stat Boy.
Yeah, I'm still here.
Typho, fourth.
Yep.
And myself.
Who was the person before you?
Four,
okay. All right, so let's go through this one more time. All right, Nikki, you're up first.
I love Petey to death, so I think Consequences Creed has a really good shot at it.
Yeah.
Creed's got a push. He's going to get it.
Fatboy.
Williams retains.
Typho.
Petey Williams retains. Too early for Creed.
Four.
I agree with the last two. Fatboy and Typho. Creed's going to retain. Not Creed, Petey.
And Seidelman.
Yeah, it's still too early. Petey's got it.
Okay, definitely. It should be a good match. I'm very looking forward to it. Both of them are very talented. All right. I guess you could say for TNA, this will be the TNA of the night. Six knockout tag team match. The Beautiful People and Awesome Kong against ODB, Gail Kim, and Taylor Wilde with Tracy Brooks as the ref.
This will be a
two-pointer. I'm sorry?
Two-point match for the night. Who wins and who takes the fall?
Okay.
Okay. So Beautiful People and Kong versus Taylor Wilde, Gail, and ODB. Is that what I heard?
Yes,
yep.
And Tracy is your referee.
And Tracy's a referee. Tracy, I haven't seen do a whole lot of late. So for now, I'm going to give it to the Monsters. I'm going to say Velvet Sky steals the pin after Awesome Kong bombs. After Awesome Kong bombs Gale.
Okay, VRM.
I'm going to go with the upset here with the Abyss interference to take out Kong. Faces win, and Angelina takes the fall.
All right, that boy.
I will say the Monsters win, and who's all on the face side?
ODB, Gale, and the Knockout Champion, Taylor Wilde.
Yeah.
With Gail Kim taking the pin as well, it's a little, yeah.
Okay, all right, Fat Boy. I'm sorry, Tycho, my apologies, I'm sorry.
I'm going to go with Awesome Kong and the Beautiful People, and I think Kong gets her revenge and pins Taylor Wilde.
Oh, interesting, I actually like that. Four.
I'm going to say Gail, ODB, and Taylor when Gail pins Angelina.
All right, and Seidelman.
Beautiful People and Kong win. Yes, there will be Abyss interference. That'll just be to get rid of Abyss after the match.
And who's taking the fall?
Taylor Wilde.
All right, duly noted. That's actually pretty much almost everybody's pretty much in agreement on two, at least on two of those people. All right, moving on. The TNA World Tag Team Championship on the line. LAX defends against the very, very, very highly running Beer Money Incorporated. Let's go start. Stop. Heyman, you're up.
It looks like Beer Money's probably going to take it. I'm going on some rumors that they want to break up LAX. This would be a good place to start it. I know LAX doesn't want to be broke up, though. Beer Money takes it.
BRM.
We said it would happen, but it was last time, but it was too soon. I'm going to go with Beer Money.
Fat Boy.
I'm pretty much in the same boat as the first two. Beer Money Incorporated takes the championship.
All right, Typo.
Beer Money failed the first time, so I say this time they take the titles.
Four.
I'm going to say Storm pins Hernandez.
And Seidelman.
Sorry about your damn luck, boys. Beer Money.
A clean sweep for Beer Money Incorporated. That's the first time I think of any time I've been on this show, I've seen a clean sweep on Pick'ems. All right. Next up, the, I guess you could, I can't say sleeper match, probably the sleeping match. Black Tie Brawl and Chain. I did manage to go back, for those who do not know the rules for this match, and pull the rules off, actually. Watched Impact. The rules are as follows. Victory can be obtained one of two ways. Either you strip the tuxedo off your opponent or you pin your opponent. One of the two.
Hey, basically, it's a hardcore tuxedo match.
Pretty much, if you want to call it as such.
Yeah.
I want to shoot Russo right now.
Oh, I only have a color gun to give you, but...
Okay, Heyman, you're on.
Okay, let's see. So this is Sanjay and Lethal, of course, right?
Uh-huh.
Let's see. Sanjay's the one behind the eight ball right now. I think he's going to take it.
VRM.
I think that will turn on Lethal. And during this match, you will hear me chanting, "Fuck you, Russo!" Guaranteed.
That's because BRM is going.
All right, Fat Boy.
With the first two, what they just said, I was originally going to pick Lethal, but I do believe that Dud's going to take the win.
Okay, Tycho.
I think Sanjay Dutt gets the win after SoCal Val tries to help Lethal and fails.
Okay, four.
I'm going to say Jay Lethal wins by pinfall.
Yeah, I have this feeling that Lethal's going to win.
All right. 3-on-2. Sounds like a good handicap match to me. Moving on. Jersey City Street Fight. Team 3D against War Machine Rhino and Christian Cage. Essentially, it is what it is. It is a street fight.
Amen.
Oof. You got three ECWs in there.
And someone who's pretty much known all of them their entire life.
Yeah.
May as well be considered ECW for the matter.
I'm going to go with Rhino and Cage, not just because you're sitting there.
VRM?
Cage and Wino.
Boy.
Wait, oh, I'm up.
You're up. Rhino Cage against 3D. Jersey City Street.
This is probably where I'm going to lose the belt. Team 3D.
All right. Typho?
I think Team 3D wins as well.
I'm going to say Team RC Cola win following Rhino pinning Ray.
Simon, last words.
I'm going Team 3D.
We have a split on this one. That should be. All right. Another good split on that one. All right. Last man standing. Now, this one, I personally, coming from me, I think this one's going to be really good. I think this match could very well overshadow the main event. Kurt Angle against AJ Styles. Heyman.
This is a tough one. These two are awesome. I could go either way with this. I think to finally shut the door on this whole crap with Karen, I think AJ needs to take it.
All right, VRM.
I think this AJ's finally going to get his revenge on Trigg and Angle. AJ.
Fat Boy.
The home wrecker takes it. AJ Styles.
Typo.
Yeah, I think AJ Styles is going to take it.
And four?
Styles.
And Sidelman.
Screw your boots!
Kurt Angle.
No.
I'm picking Kurt.
All right.
Everybody, it's the Sidelman against the world on this one. All right. And the main event of Hard Justice 2008, Inside Six Sides of Steel with Weapons. Samoa Joe defends the TNA World Heavyweight Championship against Booker T. A lot of drama surrounding this one in recent weeks for those who have not been watching Impact. The big wild card in this one, Sting. Where does he lie? Where his allegiance was at, especially after last month at Victory Road. The baseball bat has been a big point of this entire line going into this.
We've got to do this quickly.
Let's go. Heyman, you're on.
All right. Samoa Joe retains. Sting is not a factor.
VRM.
Booker wins.
Fat Boy.
Joe retains.
Typho.
Samoa Joe retains.
Okay. Four.
Samoa Joe retains.
And Seidelman.
Joe holds the belt. Sean, thank you for hosting.
Thank you very much for having us. All righty.
And That ends the live broadcast. We will see you on the archives. For Nikki Hammond, Steppo, Josh Henninger, VRM, Typho, Ford, referee Sean Matthews, I am Robert Sullivan saying goodnight. Goodnight.
Screw your boots!
Okay.
That never gets old.
So Rob's all alone on the Kurt Angle. I'm all alone on Booker.
Pretty much. It's kind of the way it looks. Remind me, Heyman, I'll send these to you so that way you have them for next week. But yeah, pretty much kind of split either way on either match. It's almost a 50-50 split on most of the matches, except for those two. Yeah.
Just lost my soundboard.
Sean, what you can do, if you could, just drop them to my MySpace so I can forward them to Titleman.
All right, we'll do it.
And I will email Jason Block about the match listing.
All right.
Let's talk some... here it is right here. Foley confirms the announcing...
What?
Mick Foley confirms the announcing switch. His contract expires September 1st.
Yep.
Who? Foley or who?
Foley.
Foley's contract's up. Kind of figured it was coming.
Well,
everybody else.
I can understand why Foley was griping about the fact that Vince is screaming in his ear. Vince should give Foley some confidence in the fact that Foley's such a natural speaker. He doesn't even need to wear the headset.
He really doesn't. I'll agree to that.
I mean, if it was me, Vince should be screaming in my ear for the entire 2 hours, and I would like it. I'd have no choice.
Here's what's happening. As we stated earlier, Taz has moved from ECW to SmackDown, and the Striker Todd Grisham team may be permanent.
Yay.
I would not be against it.
Are
they
I'm
both
with...
still going to do Raw?
And
we got Waller and Cole up there.
Should be Waller and... we need to contact Shivani.
Because tonight is the best night in our sport.
Tonight is the greatest night in the history of our sport.
Because
we got
wrong.
Three Adam Lee originals tonight.
And plus,
Shivani and Jerry Waller have worked together, so it would work out.
My uncle's not doing anything right now.
Yeah, he is. He's chasing around Missy Hyatt.
That doesn't count. He can do that on his days off.
What about the Haven Hustle?
That's where he's chasing Missy Hyatt.
Yeah.
He can do those backstage.
He'd get her a job, right?
And also, as first reported by Typho on the WrestleCrap forums.
Cheap up.
Jonathan Coachman is on ESPN News.
Yep.
I have no doubt in my mind that my former teacher, Lamont Walton, hired him because he looks like him. I'm dead serious here. You put the two together, and it's no comparison. They look exactly alike.
Let's see. I have some details from Texas Nick. Coachman did his debut on ESPN News today, calling MLB highlights from the Cubs game.
Yep.
So everybody, YouTube.
On it.
Actually, I seen this. He was not that bad.
He's got a great smooth voice for news. He just couldn't do announcing because when they put him on the announce table, they put him on there two or three times, and it just wasn't happening.
Wesson.
Here it is right here. Wrestling Report 2-Minute Drill.
Can you drop that to me and I am?
Wait a minute.
Third event. He didn't shake things up with.
Never mind. It's some stupid podcast.
Ooh. Ooh.
Wayne Song.
In my mind, there are only.
I mean.
In my mind, there are only four good podcasts out there.
Yeah.
Our show.
WrestleCrap
Radio. Tuesday Night Typho. And the sports that the WrestleCrap sports page with VRM.
When I don't have tech difficulties.
Wait, did you just miss my show? Well, we kind of do podcasts, but not quite podcasts.
Yeah, well, you're on real radio, so that's why it's... Well, we're just podcasts. You're statewide radio.
At least citywide.
Yeah.
But or did you got an FM radio channel?
By the way, did you get to the few other news stories that I have right in front of me? About
yes.
Me and Kennedy and Kaz?
I have something right here.
Oh.
Randy Orton smacks reporter.
Yeah, that won't... Unfortunately, that won't delay his return at all.
Did he take his film and throw it off a balcony, too, while he was at it?
No, that's only when he steals a camera.
That's a shoot.
Dick. Anyway.
Where's the fuck you comment on that one? Give me like a fuck you or screw you on the soundboard for him.
Nope.
It's legit.
Oh, so he did. So this one's for real because the camera story I never verified.
Randy Orton.
ECW results. I'd like to say two words about the goings on of Raw tonight. SmackDown.
Yeah, let's do SmackDown, not ECW.
SmackDown, the two words I say is Majin Vegeta.
Now, not everybody here is an anime fan, so you might have to explain that one.
I'm an anime
I get it.
I know what you mean. I
freaking
it.
Get it. Oh, my God. But I'll tell you what. Yes, it's a Dragon Ball Z reference. And when things started falling into place on SmackDown, I almost completely turned off the Olympic opening ceremonies to watch the rest of it fall into place.
When I saw, before we go on, when I saw Jamaica during that opening ceremony, I thought Adam Lee.
I was in a chat room, and when Jamaica came out, I went, bull, bull, bull. And then I changed the channel.
Here we go. The SmackDown results. Now, I must say that I saw I saw the Australian version of it, which has some stuff cut.
I didn't see the whole thing, so I'm not going to be able to fill in too many blanks.
Okay. SmackDown, Jim Ross is out with Taz to commentate. Video package of Edge and Foley is shown. Maurice, Victoria, and Natalia beat Michelle McCool, Cherry, and Maria. All six are dressed for Olympic events.
Yet none of them for the bicathlon.
And this, ladies and gentlemen, is your epic fail moment of the week.
Did
I wish I had the fucking sound effect.
Did any of them at least make reference to a broken freaking neck?
Did any of them wear a medal to the ring?
Maurice
yes.
did.
Maurice.
And
okay.
It broke.
That's because his shirt was made of chocolate.
Yeah, all six threats for Olympic defense, Maurice for tennis, Victoria for the floor exercise. Natalia as, wait a minute, Natalia dressed as like a steeplechase rider.
So she still hot Triple H's old equestrian jacket?
Molly,
yes.
Reminds me of Molly Holly.
Wow.
Michelle McCool was beach volleyball. Sherry was boxing.
And Maria.
Skiing.
Maria, in light of her recent gimmick change, is just some generic Olympic athlete.
Yeah,
no,
so
she's skiing.
Winter.
Did you say skiing?
Skiing.
Well, she was she was close. That, for by tackle line, she should have gone down there with a rifle. That was the only way she was going to win the match.
Yeah. Because Maria tapped out to the sharpshooter. Backstage, La Familia finds Bam Neely laid out with a black rose on top of him.
Bam Neely, what use is there for him? Just standing there?
Beating up jobbers?
We never got an update on his condition. I'm concerned.
Turning oxygen into carbon dioxide.
Kurt Hawkins and Zack Ryder beat Jimmy Wang Yang and Shannon Moore. Moore got pinned after a double DDT and was promptly released.
And didn't say and took it like a man, packed his stuff and walked out the door.
Yep.
Total warrior. Then fired him as soon as he got back to the curtain.
Yep. Jeff Hardy versus MVP was announced for SummerSlam. Lena Yala interviews MVP backstage by Jeff Hardy. Then we had Jeff Hardy versus Shelton Benjamin, which was match of the night.
Yes. What I saw of it was awesome.
Jeff Hardy versus Sheldon Benjamin.
Sheldon. Can we get over the Adam Lee stuff, please?
What, Jeff Hardy?
You've been Jamaican crazy enough.
All right.
Jamaican me crazy.
Shut up.
Oi.
Crowd was really into the match. Then MVP goes for the pin. MVP comes right out and lays him out with that big boot.
Drive-by kick.
Huh?
Yeah.
High-fi kick?
Drive-by kick.
Oh. Then we had an Indian boat broken glass arm wrestling contest.
No, he didn't.
No, there's your fail. What I saw that was a fail, except for Triple H's promo.
As a wrestling fan, I'm probably glad I missed it, but as a WrestleCraft enthusiast, why did I have to miss all that? I only saw the end.
Two separate lines. What's your name again? Funyun? Ranjan. Funyun. Ranjan!
Funyun.
He says, well, Onion, yeah. Do me a favor. What you need to do is you need to go find a market and get one of the little bitty lamps and keep rubbing it until he gets back in.
And then put a cork on there.
Put a cork on it. I was like, oh,
nice
my
job.
Lord. Like,
backstage, Kurt Hawkins is laid out in the locker room with the black rose on him.
And the plastic.
Then we get a Ron Killings vignette.
Which we'll see for the next 6 months. We'll still be talking about that 6 months later.
And then it'll be released.
Yeah.
But at least we know Ron Killings knows where to get work. Which is more than I could say for Chris Harris.
With Pac-Man Jones?
I don't think Jerry Jones would hire...
Anyways,
no,
moving on.
Killings would go to... He'd find a record label, anyway.
Or he'd go back to AAA in Mexico.
What's up?
What's up?
What's up? Chavo Guerrero and Vicky think that Edge may be responsible for laying people out tonight backstage. At some point, Zack Ryder was also knocked out.
Uh-oh. The cloning machine. He's making newer ones. He doesn't need the old ones anymore.
Vladimir Kozlov comes out, cuts a promo, and then beats up Jesse.
And Festus just watched.
Waste of space.
The Guerreros do more talking in the office, and Vicky crushes the Black Rose. And then Kendrick comes out.
Highlight of the night.
Kendrick?
The Brian Kendrick.
Oh, the Brian Kendrick. It's not just Brian Kendrick, it's the Brian Kendrick.
He pins Super Chris after hitting the Kendrick. And Ezekiel put Super Crazy in a torture rack after the match.
You've got a last name now.
Ezekiel, yeah, Jackson, I think it was.
Does he do his promos? Does he refer to himself in the third person in the promo? And if he does a promo?
Kendrick doesn't, and Zeke don't talk.
All right. Edge, Chavo, and Vicky now all come out to the ring to call up The Undertaker. Both Edge and Chavo have chairs. Edge turns on Chavo and gives him a one-man concerto as Vicky watches from the wheelchair.
Uh-oh.
Remember when I said Majin Vegeta?
Oh, I could see the tattoo on his head when he went in to go talk to them.
Edge then shoves Vicky out of her chair. As she screams, he cries out loud, he will take Undertaker and La Familia to hell with him. And that ends SmackDown.
Oh, but what Edge did in that last promo was just amazing. I had a tear in my eye.
I enjoyed the whole segment. I don't know, he was gold there. He was just gold.
That's the most holy shit I've seen out of an Edge promo in a long time. And he can keep on doing that. It's going to make me even happier to be sitting in front of that cell at SummerSlam.
Jim Ross posted a new blog.
What's he going to talk about this week?
He talked about Mike Adamly a little bit.
Uh-oh.
New Raw GM Mike Adamly did a solid job Monday night, much to the chagrin of apparently an ample amount of Adamly haters.
He's a player.
From the Himalayas.
Being any brand's GM is infinitely easier than being a member of any brand's broadcast team. You will not surprise me to see Adam Lee settle in, get comfortable, and overexceed the expectations of his critics.
Applause.
Which means he has a job.
Well, it's Adam Lee's got to be happy. Now he doesn't have Vince screaming in his ear for an hour.
Nope, he just has him screaming out all day when he's trying to get him to read what's on paper. He screws it up. Jeff,
how'd you guys like to hear about what happened on SCW?
I wouldn't mind hearing about it.
What happened? What?
FCW results, if I can find them.
They're called the man I lose to this week.
Yeah, on the Rest Crap forums. I gotta find them again. I wasn't really paying attention. I did see them though. New Eddie Guerrero DVD coming out.
Yay.
Cool.
How are they going to bring up, his friend?
Benoit?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a big chunk of his career there.
Well,
yeah.
Here's the thing, though. I figured they're slowly putting Benoit back into WWE history. I was actually fortunate to come across and have the opportunity to purchase the SummerSlam Anthology this week when it was released on Tuesday. and there is not any editing of him anywhere in this. Like, any matches he worked on SummerSlam, and that is including his 04 main event with Randy Sucks a Lot.
The match that almost cost me a television.
I got up and walked out.
I'm sorry, Randy Orton had no business beating Chris Benoit clean.
Apparently people in the office are a lot wiser than me.
I still haven't figured it out. I love the promo the week before where Orton was bragging about all this footage that he could show off, and Benoit came out and said, I want to see the footage of you tapping out.
And they showed it.
No, see, it's the thing. Orton says, there is no such footage. So Benoit went down there and created it.
Brilliant.
It was beautiful.
Here we go. FCW results. D.H. Smith and T.J. Wilson, the Canadian Bulldogs, are back as a tag team. Yes!
Yay!
Whee! Where's Matilda?
Until T.J. Wilson got released.
Yes.
Yeah, Matilda got released. About 20 years ago.
Matilda.
We need a new Matilda.
Oh, fuck. They defeated the natural Nick Nemeth and campus legend Brad Allen.
Who is he?
one of the generic douches that they've got down there. They've got about 7 guys that look like they could be related to Randy Orton.
Is Brad Allen Brad Attitude?
Couldn't tell you.
Are they the
Might
same
be.
Person?
Might be.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Seamus O'Shaughnessy defeated Greg Jackson, you know, one of those 9 character people.
Right.
But Seamus has a character.
Yeah.
I could see him in ECW someday because he's been in developmental for like over 2 years.
Well, let's hope it happens.
I wouldn't take how long to spend developmental to sign if one will be on TV.
And guess who decided to come out between matches?
Elena Yana.
No.
Uh-oh.
Arn.
You think you know me.
No,
on this day, I see clearly.
You're off key.
Edge?
Yes, Edge.
Woohoo.
Shite.
Tampa loves Edge too much. Edge tries to heal the crowd, but it didn't work.
They were marking too hard.
Yeah. Edge cuts the exact same promo that every WWE superstar cuts when they appear on FCW. Find out that it's the future of the business, and these guys will be competing on the WWE brand one day.
And I will be there to kill them.
He calls out Handsome Heath Miller.
Handsome Heath Miller.
He has the same type, similar hair, the same walk, the same mannerisms, everything. He's like the third Edgehead.
Edgehead red.
There's another
hair.
Clone?
Yes.
That's the one that's replacing the current crop.
Oh my god, he's got another clone.
He's a redheaded Edge.
Ooh. But does he have the abs? Oh, sorry.
No, you gotta go to John Morrison for the abs.
Morrison got into the cloning machine late one night.
Is there cloning in the Palace of Wisdom?
Yes.
Organs for future transplants, yes.
Sad.
Let's see what we got here. Handsome Heath Miller defeated Stu Sanders.
Wait a minute.
Stu
one failed Stan?
Huh?
Wait.
No, not that time. Stan. Not that Stan.
Kick the baby?
Sorry, I was thinking of Sean Spears.
Oh.
Sean Spears, the Reggie Mantle of OVW? I mean, FCW?
Don't worry, he's wrestling.
No, Stu Sanders could fall into Group Generica, but he's British. So he might actually look a little different.
Drew McIntyre versus Jay Bradley rests to a no contest. Drew McIntyre now comes out in a kilt now to play up his Scottish heritage.
Highlanders? What?
No.
Not yet.
Well, he may have won before, but to my knowledge, this is heel versus heel.
Yep.
Bradley, the crowd was dead.
Bradley's career heel, I swear.
Yeah.
He is.
But at least Jay Bradley wore a colorful ring jacket to the ring.
Probably with the same monster face on the back.
So they worked each other over until Offa came out and attacked Jay Bradley.
Yay! Did he bring his cousin with him?
No.
Sorry. Darn it. Somebody give Rosie a job.
Apparently the feud started at one of the FCW house shows, Newport Richey. So Offa attacks him and a bunch of refs and baby faces come out. Normally you assume this is a DQ in flavor of Bradley. But the referee rules it a no contest. Now we get to Sean Spears.
Okay.
He beats Kevin Kiley.
Okay.
Who is this
too? Jericho.
Yeah. Intermission time.
Go find a working bathroom. Oh, wait.
Yeah.
Find the gas station.
The Bella Twins.
Supposedly
defeated Rocka, R-O-U-C-K-A, and Beth Phoenix.
Well, Beth had to carry Rocka. She's ballet material.
Yeah. CM Punk comes out and puts over the FCW champs, including Colt Cabana.
Cabana ammo.
Yay!
Colt Cabana.
Cabana.
Colt Cabana. Oh! You and your banana hammocks when it comes to Colt Cabana.
I blame Trista. And if she's listening, I do blame you, dear.
Unfortunately, Dusty then gets up and puts Punk over and says he's happy to see him make it to be World Heavyweight Champion, but then invites Punk to come sit with him in the broadcast booth to call the next match, which is against Black Pain.
Who?
Black Rain?
Goldust?
No, Black Pain.
Black Pain's a big dude from Puerto Rico.
He probably has no talent.
Probably.
Gigantic dark skinned wrestler with a mask, harking back to the days of monsters like Kamala and the Warlord. Yep.
The Warlord. That's not one character we need to be mentioning.
If you're talking Warlord in Powers of Pain, then yeah, you could put him up there. Playing first on a bear hug, Colt makes a small comeback but gets caught in a catatonic for the win. God! Ow!
That's not me.
It might be me.
It's gone now. They tease Black Pain attacking Colt, but Punk rushes to the announce table and starts to dig it out with the giant. He hits the go to sleep on him.
Wow,
damn.
He picked him up?
Yep.
He's like 350.
He has practice throwing JBL around.
Punk and Hope's called up, and you get a huge Second City Saints chant.
Woohoo!
They gotta put these two together.
Yes, they do. And I wish I wasn't. Was Ace Steel the other member of that group?
Yeah.
Kind of wish they had released him. Somebody get him on the phone and give him a job quick.
He's impersonating Donald Trump at parties.
Not that again.
Fired.
Do we love Bobby?
No.
No. Next match. let's see here. Tyrone Jones defeated Kafu.
Okay.
Tyrone is about to be brought up in an MMA gimmick. Didn't we have this 2 years ago?
Sylvester Turcotte.
Yeah.
The
knockout tap out connection.
Man bear pig. What? Where?
The man bear.
And then a year before that with Pewter.
which lasted 2 episodes.
And a rumble.
Yeah. guess what I have in my possession?
What's that?
Royal Rumble 2005. Just seeing Benoit, Guerrero, and Hardy be all stiff with them.
Exactly. And then, watching, let's see, it was Benoit chopped him, Eddie chopped him, Big Show chopped him.
No, Big Show did not chop
him.
Hardcore
Holly chopped him.
Yeah, Hardcore Holly.
Bob Holly eliminates him, I think.
Yeah, and then Bob Holly gets eliminated himself.
Right. I just enjoyed the part where they're chopping the shit out of Pewter, and Eddie's just listening. You know, who's got the louder chops? I can't tell. Keep doing it.
Pay your dues, kid.
Match 9, Sim Bodhi and Sterling Jack Gabriel defeats Eddie Colon and Eric Perez.
Sim Bodhi needs to be on TV.
Yeah.
I want him and the boogeyman scaring the crap out of people.
Bodhi uses a variation of A-Train's train wreck to get the win.
Question is, though, will the boogeyman survive? Because I don't know if there's going to be more firings this weekend or not.
Yeah, there'll be more firings.
I think he'd be on the chopping block because they said they were saving him for special occasions, but Halloween's still 2 months away. They want to keep paying him?
And plus, we got another Diva search coming up.
No. Please tell me you're lying. Liar.
Oh, man. Well, which slightly obscure Playboy models are going to be in this year's?
It's Jenna not going to matter.
Someone
who
will be
Raw's
backstage interviewer.
Kitty Limit.
Yeah.
No, she's too busy porking Blade Braxton.
Dude.
In the Kitty Vic outfit.
Oh. Okay, that one is a line.
Wave it off, Sean. Wave it off.
Wave it off. So good. So good. Tone it out.
Two.
Well, it's true.
God.
You want to know how I know this?
No, actually, I don't. Cause I'd probably be in the sicker thing.
They told me.
Oh, that's just horrible, man.
You sick freak.
No, I didn't ask. They just told me straight up.
That's what you get for staying on WrestleCrap.
What?
And then Blade told RD on WrestleCrap Radio.
Damn it. Blade, if you're listening to this right now, where is your head at?
Oh,
probably in Kitty's vagina.
Ew.
He's probably wondering, if he's like me, he's watching AWA right now, wondering why Larry Zbyszko is built from a theme park.
FCW Florida champion Jake Hager defeats Gabe Tuff to retain the title. That's all you need to know about that.
That's because it's Generico versus Generico. Where's Johnny Curtis, the other one of the Genericos that showed up in Wheeling?
He got released.
No, really?
That's James Curtis.
No, Johnny Curtis. No relation.
Oh.
Johnny's still there.
Not used.
Because Johnny Curtis...
Oh, he runs it at the end.
Oh.
They are going to go at it probably on... in a couple weeks, next taping.
Okay.
That's going to do it for me. I think it's about time to turn it in.
Yep, I can definitely say that.
I'm fading fast.
Sean, we've got on sales tomorrow.
Yeah, no, can I start a plug real quick?
Sure.
Yes.
I will be working with Ring of Honor 1 week, what's today, Friday? 1 week from tonight at the Grays Armory in Cleveland, Ohio. I am doing pre-show for Ring of Honor. And then if I want to, I'll also be going to Chicago Ridge next Saturday to work with Ring of Honor. So, and that is a confirmed from Gabe Sapolsky. That is a done deal.
Awesome.
And then hopefully 8th November.
Okay, thank you everybody who partook on the show. I am Robert Sadman. We will see you all next week. Oh, by the way, it's not confirmed yet, but I'm thinking about doing a 2-hour show. Release special plus around the horn.
If you do it next Friday, I'm probably not going to be there.
I still not confirmed. I probably won't do it. Because on August 29th, it's the Have I Got News For You special.
Okay. Can you do it the 22nd? I'm free.
What? Have I Got News For You?
Or Round the Horn, unless you're dead set for that for the 15th.
I probably won't do it then, because it's kind of hard to do two special episodes in the span of a month.
All right.
Okay, we will just finish it out. Good night, everybody. See you next week.
Night, folks.
See you next week.
See you, everybody.